Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The Olympic Games opens today, and it is so exciting. And in spite of efforts to get Israel cancelled, the Israeli team will be there. To tell me more about this and indeed all other things that are going to make us feel good, I'm delighted to have arts publicist and specialist Bronwyn Hershwitz back for our Feel Good slot. Bronwyn, welcome and thanks for joining me.
Hi, nice to be here. Yes, the Olympics again. Can you believe it? And what a way to unite the human race, but through sports. And that was the point of starting the Olympic Games. So obviously the Israeli Olympic delegation, they departed Monday afternoon for Paris ahead of the opening ceremony, which takes place today. So yay, Friday. And for the 2024 Games, and it's really, really exciting to see these brave men and women just going ahead and once, it, like I said, just uniting the world through sport. That's what Eurovision is about. That's what the Olympic Games is about. And so good for them. And we're only going to focus on the good and the fun and the positive of this whole thing. A few little facts and little snippets about the games. Not all the delegation was aboard the flight on Monday. So the soccer team departed last week. It faced its first match on Wednesday against Mali. They're going to then compete against Paraguay on Saturday night and then Japan next week. And they drew 1-1. So good. Well done, guys. Well done, soccer team. Which is really, really exciting. And then the sailing delegation left on Sunday, as did gymnast Artem Dolgopayat and archers Roy Dror and Michaela Moshe. So with the Olympic Games, some of the sports, as we know, starts ahead of the actual ceremony, which will take place, as I said, today. So Israel sending 88 athletes to Paris to compete in 15 sports. Israeli Olympic officials expressing hope of returning with 4 or 5 medals. I hope it's more. We love winning stuff. And at the opening ceremony, which will be along the River Seine on Friday evening, Israel will be led by flag bearers swimmer Andy Mures and Peter Palchik. They are actually both immigrants. Mures was actually born in the United States. He competed for Israel in both the Tokyo and the Rio Olympics. She is also a qualified doctor who juggled her medical school studies with her Olympic training, which is remarkable. And Palchik, who's a native of Ukraine, competed for Israel at the 2020 Tokyo Games, where he won a bronze as part of the mixed team judo competition. So what an incredible team. You've got to understand, not all of these athletes are doing this full time. So this is really quite a prestigious thing for them. It's really quite a remarkable thing. There is a prominent athlete in this large delegation who I want to just spotlight for a second. Always pro-women. I always love the ladies. Her name is Luna Chemtai-Salpta. She is the 2018 European champion in the 10,000-meter race. This is her third Olympics. She won bronze at the 2022 Beijing World Championships. And then even in 2022, which was her year, she was chosen by the Israeli Olympic Committee as the most outstanding athlete. So let's look out for her. I think she's, hopefully going to take gold for us or for Israel. And I think this is such an exciting time. What sports, what do you like watching the most in the Olympics?
Gymnastics.
Yes, me too. But you know, there are always these interesting like other sports, like even the high jumping. I'm so amazed at how they do it and how elongated their bodies are. And because I remember doing high jump, like a little 101 workshop at school once, and it's difficult. Even that high jump and that I don't know what they call it, that like low jump, you know, where you've got to see how far you can jump. It's very difficult. So they really train hard.
Bronwyn, I would find any sport difficult. So I'm in awe of anybody who can do anything at all, including catching a ball or kicking one.
Well, you see, so that's like I'm with you. So, I'll stick to watching the Olympics. I think that's the safest place
Absolutely.
For me.
Absolutely. I enjoy it, but can't do it, which makes it more impressive for me. Moving on from the Olympics, Bronwyn, Ethan Slater and Julie Benko will start a new play about Joujma Marcel Mercer.
Yeah, so we've got such an interesting history, and if people don't know the story of the Jewish man Marcel Marceau, who actually saved a lot of lives during World War II and the Holocaust, well, here's your chance to learn all about this incredible, incredible human being. So just to give you a little bit of background, during World War II and the Holocaust, artists like Josephine Baker, Samuel Beckett, and Christian Dior's sister Catherine were members of the French Resistance. And among their ranks was Marcel Mengele, who later became known as Marcel Marceau, or even simply the greatest mime in the world. Now, miming is not a joke, it's difficult. Let me tell you something. I know people who do clowning school, it's a really difficult thing to do. So now, Jewish Broadway stars Ethan Slater and Julie Benko are going to tell this lesser-known chapter of Marcel's story. In fact, even though it's a lesser-known chapter, it's probably his most important chapter. On July 30th and 31st, Marcel on a Train will be in workshop at the acclaimed Williamstown Theatre Festival. The new play stars these brilliant performers, and Ethan Slater will be. Sorry, the new play stars, like I said, Slater as Marceau. So Ethan Slater will be portraying Marceau, and Julie Benko will be performing as a character named Bertha. And it actually seems like this is an all-Jewish cast. I'm not familiar with all these names, but it involves an actors Noah Robbins, Peter Gross, Muddy Corman, Aaron Sorotsky, and the play was co-written by Marshall Palit and Ethan Slater himself. So this piece will focus on one of Marseille's missions with Jewish Resistance Network organization Juive de Combat, smuggling Jewish children from France to Switzerland by train. I went disguised as a Boy Scout leader, Jewish kids, all Scout uniforms, through the forest to the border, where someone else would take them into Switzerland. This is what Marseille recounts. And during these operations, he would mime to the children to keep them quiet and calm on the journey. So what a thing to do. He would ultimately go on to two more missions and save more than 70 children. So this is quite an important piece and quite a relevant piece. And what a hero.
What an incredible story, Bronwyn. I knew about Marcel, but I did not know this part of his history, and it is absolutely incredible.
Wonderful. It's so wonderful. Do we have time to talk about Marvel Comics, my favorites?
Yes, definitely.
We know of She-Ra Haas, superhero Sabra. She plays superhero Sabra, who will now remain Israeli in Marvel's Captain America: Brave New World. So the name of her character in the film is Ruth Bat Seraph, and she will speak with an Israeli accent, which is true to her in real life. And the Captain America team really felt that it was important to keep her backstory as an Israeli former Black Widow who now serves as a high-ranking U.S. government official in President Ross. That's Harrison Ford, who's played by Harrison Ford, in his administration. And it's really wonderful that they're doing that. I mean, there was talks about them changing her backstory, and then they eventually decided that they were going to keep her character as an Israeli informant, which is really, really wonderful. I think it's great to show diversity even in the superhero realm. So,
Absolutely, and I think it's quite a brave decision to take at this moment in history.
yeah,
And
100%.
brave and poignant.
Yeah, I think important as well. Yeah, definitely. So, I can't wait to watch it. And yeah, I love it. And it's actually her character is a part of what's known as the Black Widow program. And the character of Black Widow was played by Scarlett Johansson, who's also Jewish. And actually, one of my favorite characters in Marvel is the Black Widow. So I'm really, really thrilled about this.
And not to forget that superheroes was a kind of a Jewish creation as well, if we think back of its history. And we all need that bit of escapism, that heroic escapism. So I also can't wait for it to come out.
100%, 100%. And
Bronwyn,
then
we have Yes,
for
through
you.
your
Just
ministry
sorry.
mainly.
I've just interrupted you. Sorry, because I'm full of what we call Jewish joy. So I came across this wonderful article that is so relevant, and it talks about celebrating a thing called Jewish joy, and that is about the things we love about being Jewish. So this was coined earlier this year by author of The Cooking Gene and Kosher Soul, Michael Twitty, and he tweeted 50 things he loves about being Jewish, urging us to remember we aren't just our intergenerational traumas and news stories. And I think that is so true and so relevant. So he listed things that he likes. Okay, and I'm going to list some of them. And I think every day, I think we should all just sit and like list at least 10 things we love about being Jewish. And maybe this will just ring true for you. So here's his list. He loves the Mishe Barach. That's that psalm, that tune, which I also love. So it's quite stunning. Loves the smell of freshly baked challah on Friday afternoons. Loves the chamsa necklaces. Plain Jewish geography, which we all love. He loves the monthly Rosh Chodesh group my friends just formed. Well, that's obviously he's talking about himself. He loves his son's excitement over picking which kippah to wear every Friday. Quibbling over who makes better babka, greens or za'bahs. Now, those are obviously bakeries in America or wherever it is. He says he loves things like Shalom Sesame. Remember, we've spoken about Shalom Sesame. He loves the entire cast of Fauda. That's that series on Netflix. He loves Ben Yehuda Street. He loves rainbow challah for Parshat Noach. He loves matzo ball soup. So, I mean, these are really fun things. I don't know. What do you love about? What is your Jewish
You know,
joy?
I'm just thinking that while you're talking, Bronwyn, I was thinking we should absolutely challenge our listeners and let them write to us and let them tell us what their favorite thing about being Jewish is. I suppose that I'm trying to think of what I like, and so many things are coming to mind. But I really like the fact that so many people in this difficult time, and this is not even about Jews, this is non-Jews, and I'm not only talking about Christians, I'm talking about different groups of people who have come up and stood by our side. And it makes me feel proud to be Jewish to know that there are so many people that do so. That for me is like being my highlight over the last 9 months, our friends.
Yeah, 100%. Well, my Jewish joy is being here on your show on Chai FM on this every 2 weeks with you, Charisse. It's always a pleasure. So that's
Oh,
one
thank
of
you
my
so much. Thank
Jewish.
you very much. Let's encourage those to send that, and I'll give the details for that later as to where they can send it. I can send it to finals with all those details later. And then we can have a good look through them, Bronwyn. We can add them to the list.
Next week. So yes, just send the SMS. You'll obviously send the details. Just write Jewish joy and then your Jewish joy. And that would be amazing.
Yay. And on that beautiful note, as always, lovely to have you, Bronwyn Hershowitz, art publicist and specialist in For Hook, Feel Good Slot.